This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Durham-based guitar player John Shane and bassist F.J. Ventry have known each other since high school. Played music together on and off for more than three decades, and F.J. has played on or produced all of John's CDs. But their new album, Tomorrow Will Be Yesterday Soon, is the first that will feature F.J. as a co-songwriter. The album is dedicated to the musician's former collaborator and friend, Jackson Hall, who passed away in 2016. John Shane and F.J. Ventry join me in the studio now to talk about the album and much, much more. Welcome back to both of you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Great to have you.
Good to be back.
It's great to see you. And I've seen you, you know, you've been here. This is the first time I think you've been here together, but each of you has been here.
I think F.J.'s, you've been here once or twice.
Oh, you've been, both of you have been here with other folks, which talks about the music scene here. But tell us a little bit about, John, I'll start with you.
Sure.
You've known each other since high school. Talk about this friendship of yours.
I met F.J. when I was about 14 years old. We were both struggling to make the thirds soccer team, and we both got cut to fourths, and which I stayed on the fourths, and F.J. went out for football or track or something.
And that worked out great.
Yeah, exactly. we found that athletics was not really our calling.
You're in music today.
Yeah.
Well, F.J., what about it? Were you into music at the time?
I was. I didn't yet have the wherewithal. I didn't actually play an instrument, but John had a band that I managed to talk myself into.
That's right.
So I didn't pass the audition.
Did you have spoons?
Yeah, right.
No, I had a guitar. It was it was a guitar that was built to be a nylon string guitar, but it had metal strings on it.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that made it
so you had even more space.
Yeah, that's why I have such strong hands today. Okay. But, yeah, I just knew I wanted in, and I didn't make it as a guitarist, so they let me be the singer.
That's right.
Big air quotes around
lead vocalist.
Because at the time, they handed me a bass.
At the time, my voice was like that little the teenager on The Simpsons. You know, I couldn't keep one note from jumping to the next octave.
And they didn't have like live auto tunes. So
then.
Vocorders. When did you take up the bass then?
Well, actually, that same year I got into that band, there was a little bit of pressure applied. John's little brother Ross owned a bass and was also a bass player, so with some gentle persuasion, Ross was talked into letting me use his bass, an old three-quarter scale Fender Music Man, which I immediately, not knowing the drill, got belt buckle scratches all over the back.
Ross,
if you're out there, I still owe you a bass.
That's why you ever go to concerts, you always see a lot of bass players with their pants falling down. That's why.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, and then somebody explained that to me, and I thought, well, okay.
Well, when you're middle-aged like we are, pants fall down anyway.
Doesn't even matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you play a song for us?
Yeah, we the first song on the record is called Song for an Old Friend, which is very apt since we're still friends and now we're kind of old.
In the world.
Yeah. Send me a postcard if you have got the time. I'm not asking you. Spend your last dime. Just a few words on the back. They don't have to rhyme. Old friend, don't fade away from me. Old friend, don't fade away on me. This broken world today, I never heard so many cries. It's hard to discern the truth. I'm getting used to lies. I sure could use a smile from a face I recognize. Old friend, are you still here with me?
old friend. Do you still care for me? Gray hills on the horizon and the red sun sinking low. Winter time's upon us, see the shadows grow.
Song for an Old Friend, John Shane on guitar and vocals, F.J. Ventry on the bass from their new album Tomorrow Will Be Yesterday soon. Going to be at the Magnolia Roots Music Lounge in Wake Forest tomorrow, and then the Cat's Cradle Back Room in Carrboro next Saturday, May 11th. And, of course, we've got details at our website, stateofthings.org. And, F.J., you co-wrote that song.
I did.
Did you do much songwriting before this project?
You know, I had sort of a virtual shoebox of a bunch of ideas, but that one sort of, that popped out. That was just a whole cloth thing. I've been playing with this guy long enough that I have sort of, just by osmosis, I guess, learned to put things through his filter.
Yeah, he wrote that guitar part for the most part. Wow. I think because he knows how I play now, you know.
I know how you think.
What's it like working it together then? It could be pretty good. On the other hand, when you know each other too well, that could also be difficult.
Yeah, what is it like? You know, I think because we've known each other so long, we've gotten through a lot of the stuff that keeps people from getting along. We know how to move on from disagreements, you know? Yeah.
We know how to disagree.
Yeah, I mean, and we have a lot of trust in each other. Both of us know that whatever the outcome of the song is, that we both want it to be the best it can be. So, I mean, I'm not tied to a lot of stuff with ego that way, you know?
Yeah. Do another song for us?
Sure.
Love to. Yeah.
I guess up next we're going to do Jackson's Blues. This is kind of the title track of the record. We wrote this for our buddy Jackson Hall. He was a great artist. I mean, he painted and he wrote songs, and he never did anything with the music business or art business in mind. It was all about the art.
Yeah, when he was done with something, he just let it go.
He passed away at age 38, kind of unexpectedly. Was most of sweetness, not too much strife. When I look back upon this life, now I'm gone. Don't worry, 'cause tomorrow will be yesterday soon. I went downtown most every night. Always I looked for love, never wanted no fight. Now I'm gone. Don't worry, 'cause tomorrow will be yesterday soon. I spent most my money drinking the best, just like a fool. I squandered the rest. Now I'm gone. Don't worry, 'cause tomorrow will be yesterday soon. I'm gone, don't worry, 'cause tomorrow will be yesterday soon.
Jackson's Blues, that's John Shane on the guitar and vocals, bass player F.J. Ventry playing the song from their new album, Tomorrow Will Be Yesterday Soon. Going to be at the Magnolia Roots Music Lounge in Wake Forest tomorrow, and then at the Cat's Cradle Backroom in Carrboro next Saturday, May 11th. Of course, the details are at our website, stateofthings.org, and they are playing with us right now, right here on The State of Things. Another great song, and you were telling us a little bit, John, about John Jackson,
Jackson
Hole.
Yeah.
And FJ, you were telling us a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about Jackson.
Well, actually, I think Jackson came in with us once a while back. He that project that he put together for you, which was basically
reupholstered,
which was the working title was Jackson Made Me. Which was Jackson would pick out these album cuts from these various artists that he happened to like.
That's right.
And he brought them to John and was like, hey, put these in your little blender and do your thing.
Yeah. So we did a different song every month.
Wow.
Yeah. And old stuff, new stuff. It was
He was just a really good, humble dude. And like I was saying, he would, whatever kind of art he was creating, when he was done with it, that was it. He'd, do this, and he'd move on to the next thing.
He was always
stuff and moving on to whatever else caught his fancy.
John, the last time you were here, you were on your way, I think, to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. You were getting ready for that.
Yeah.
Well, you took first place in the solo duo category.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Speaking of belt buckle rashes on your guitar, you should see the one on the back of this, because they gave me this belt like the WWF wear.
What's that like? Well, I mean, how do you go into a contest like that?
So FJ and I went as a duo in 2009. We won the Triangle Blues Society Blues Challenge, and then I got to go that time. So we made it to the finals. I had a clue of what was going to happen, this time. But you play something like a Wednesday night in front of three judges, Thursday night in front of three judges. Then they compile those scores. If you move on to the next round, you play Friday in front of three more judges. If you get all the way to the finals, which I did, then you play in the Orpheum Theater in front of about 2,000 people. Wow. And six judges who are all like famous musicians, So you're up there. I was like, Rory Block was one of the judges, and the guy who is the editor of Living Blues magazine was a judge, things like that. So, I just tried to conjure magic on the spot, because you just don't, you can't warm up. You have 20 minutes.
Wow. How many people, how many contestants overall?
There were 81 in my category that had all won their individual blues societies. And that got winnowed down to finally to 8 people in the finals.
You mentioned Rory Block, an amazing blues artist. Public radio fans will like to know that she is actually Melissa Block's cousin.
Really?
Yeah, true thing.
Who knew?
I just saw her when she was in D.C.
Who knew?
Well, I'm going to give you time to play us out, but first I want to thank you both. Always a pleasure to see you
in whatever combination
you are here.
Thank you.
John Shane, a Durham-based guitar player, F.J. Ventry plays the bass. The new album is called Tomorrow Will Be Yesterday Soon. Going to be at the Magnolia Roots Music Lounge in Wake Forest tomorrow, Cat's Cradle Back Room in Carrboro next Saturday, May 11th. And, of course, the details are at our website, stateofthings.org. It's a program produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, John Shane and F.J. Ventry. Thank you so much.
All right. Does it matter which song we play?
No.
Okay. Let's do Bandits.
Yeah.
Okay. 2, 3, 4. There are times when I'm opened up, and what I am is what you see. Other times, well, it's all locked up, and I've misplaced my own key. But you always had the numbers. You could always crack the code. You always keep it on the shoulder when I'm running off the road. And I'm running off the road. I give you what I can, baby, when I can. Though a bandit I may be,